This week, the rush of Republican-controlled states to mount a challenge to the Supreme Court's landmark Roe v. Wade ruling legalizing abortion nationwide has sparked confusion and debate about the controversial topic. Lawmakers in Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, Ohio, and Utah have passed new anti-abortion bills, and similar measures are pending in other states. The new laws have prompted questions about whether women who have abortions could be punished and why some of the pieces of legislation are called heartbeat bills. These restrictions generally are meant to provoke legal challenges that ultimately elevate the issue to the Supreme Court. Over the past few months, several of the mentioned states have pursued the heartbeat bills that I mentioned before. Legislation that would ban abortion as soon as a physician is able to detect a fetal heartbeat. If the law goes into effect, there would only be two reasons a person in Alabama could have an abortion. If the fetus has a lethal anomaly, also known as a birth defect, which would cause death soon after birth or a stillbirth, or if it would present serious health risk to the mother. The legislation also specifies that it isn't enough for the mother to have an emotional condition or mental illness. They would need a second doctor to agree that the mother has a serious mental illness that could cause harm to her or the fetus. One thing I want to make clear is a fetus at 18 to 24 weeks is around 4 months old. And you can most likely agree that that is pretty far along in a pregnancy and that there should definitely be restrictions on abortions depending how far along the fetus is. Across the board, abortions are very infrequently performed any time after the 24th week of pregnancy, and at that point are usually done only for specific health reasons. However, the issue that presents a problem here is denying an abortion to someone who has been through trauma and etc. Carol Sanger, professor at Columbia Law School, said such penalties on doctors were just another way to make women frightened and create more disincentives for physicians and residents to take up this practice. The Georgia law also says that doctors who perform abortions will be prosecuted, but is more vague about women. However, if a woman had a miscarriage, she could be pulled into an investigation looking at whether someone performed an illegal abortion on her. Now, this is one of many things I want to keep into consideration, but I want to bring up as an example. When we look into the history of the United States, we have seen multiple times that when we prohibit something and ban it, it is not going to completely put an end to it. So when we are looking at abortion, if we completely ban abortion, that is not going to completely stop it. It is only going to stop safe abortions. So if abortion is criminalized, many other unsafe methods will be brought back, such as coat hangers, mixing medications, narcotics, using alcohol, etc. According to a research and policy organization that advocates for abortion rights, banning abortion does not reduce the rate of abortion significantly. Countries with total or partial bans have an abortion rate of 37 in 1,000 people, while 34 in 1,000 people have abortions in countries with no restrictions on it. According to this research, access to contraception, however, does correlate with lower rates of abortion. In a study by Washington University in St. Louis, found in 2012 that giving women free birth control reduces abortion rates by 62 to 78% compared to the national rate. In conclusion, the pro-choice movement maintains that American women have a fundamental right to make decisions about what happens to their bodies, including the decision to abort. It is therefore reasonable to conclude that the abortion debate has not been resolved in the United States, but has only intensified as pro-life proponents continue to call for the overturn of Roe v. Wade and recriminalize abortion in the United States. Thanks for listening. I hope this provided you with some more information on a hot topic debated in the United States today.